Good morning, Gloucester. Back at work. GloucesterCast 136. I'm here for the rest of the year, which means we'll probably have less GloucesterCast because the lobster season ramps up a little bit. But we have a semi-full house today. We got Nicole Schraft.
Morning.
We have Mrs. Effervescent. We're going back to that. Kim Smith.
Thank you.
We have Alicia. Mrs. Grumpy Pants. I couldn't understand, like, you know.
Why?
I figure everybody would get the joke that, like, she's anything but Mrs. Grumpy Pants.
Right.
But she, I guess she was just so self-conscious, she made a plea to me, please stop referring to me as Mrs. Grumpy Pants, because my business is going to suffer, because people are going to think I'm Mrs. Grumpy Pants. So now we'll go back to Mrs. Effervescent.
Okay.
We have Alicia DeWolf here.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy ho.
That wasn't your sexy voice. You usually bring the sexy voice.
Hi, Joey.
Did it just get hot in here?
Today?
Did it just get hot in here? We have Mr. Toby Peck as well.
Good morning, Gloucester.
There we go. And we are in the Captain Joe studio today. We're not at at Cape Ann TV. We're gonna try and get one in this week at Cape Ann TV, though. That was really fun. Who was here from that? Kim, you
no,
weren't here.
No,
I was.
Just Toby.
Just Toby.
Toby, what was your overall impressions of how that went?
I was actually very pleased the way it translated. I thought we
to the web version. Did you see it on TV?
No, I just saw it on the web version. But I mean, it was still great. I loved it. I mean, Kenny was tremendous. I mean, it was a good crew, but I mean, it was interesting perspective. It was nice to have him. You know, he's basically a contemporary of mine, so there were certain things that were going on that we could kind of identify.
Kenny
with.
McCarthy is speaking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
yeah. Now, I liked it. I'm talking about, as far as the setup goes, they had like four cameras, like four mics up above us, the lighting, three camera people, Eric Archer, Henry Miller, and Lisa Smith, all on cameras. And so when I got there and I sat down with all of our equipment, you know, because I taped it for our file, our MP3 file for the podcast, I said, you know, I left there thinking, you know, this is really cool and I'd like to do this again. But, like, I'm thinking from their perspective, like, having three cameras and splicing camera angles back and forth and making sure the audio is correct and everything, I know from what we do here on the blog, that is a time-consuming process. Like, you know how we only see a handful of videos from Kim or Craig Kimberly, probably our two best videographers on the blog, because they're taking not days, they're taking weeks to turn around projects because they're putting in, like, really awesome cuts and making sure the audio is perfect and everything that they do, because they actually derive an income from a lot of their video work. So they don't want to put out a schlock project. What I see, my perspective is different. I want to turn over, like, get something out quickly. So I'm not so concerned about the technical aspects of it. When I'm approaching how do we put the thing together, it's going to be, how can I turn this, you know, what equipment can I use to get it all in one take without having to do splice or edit or anything else so I can get that out for the same day. So when we left the studio, I emailed Eric Archer and I said, I want to do this more. I don't know how you feel about how it went, but my gut tells me, with having three cameras, three camera people, and four mics, that all that input, you trying to put that all together, that's going to take you a couple days of your time to produce one show.
Right.
I want it to be sustainable, and I don't think... And I said to him, and I'm not trying to step on his toes, is that process is not a sustainable one. And I wanted to simplify it so it could be, you know, so
right.
we can make it sustainable, because
right.
I want to do it there, because it's really cool.
Yeah.
So he took the, you know, he agreed with me, and so I think we're going to try and find something, even if it's a one-shot thing, that you don't have to go back and forth,
course,
I don't
right.
think.
Right.
The only thing I wonder is, like, you know, if everybody, it had to be almost like a panel where everybody's facing the
well,
camera.
I did suggest that to him, like, when you see, like, a talk show or whatever, everybody's lined up. So the way it was filmed, Toby and Donna's back was half turned primarily to the cameras. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be look much better if everybody were lined up and closer together.
Yeah, we don't necessarily have to be staring at each other.
Right.
But we
well,
right.
except that we were able to look in each other's face, those of us who were discussing, as opposed to having to like lean out to talk to somebody.
Well, that doesn't translate very well on in TV. Like if you're if you're all like if you look at any talk show, like The View or any of those shows, they're primarily lined up in a
row.
Never
watched it.
Yeah. Well, they're
Watched Johnny Carson. Yeah. We've watched all these other shows where they're not facing each other. They're sitting this way.
Right. You really just bring it back to Johnny Carson.
Whatever. Well, he's talking about, I've never seen The View, a contemporary show.
Everybody's seen that. I've not seen
That's
the
fine. That's fine. But what I think that...
I went to David Letterman, at least, in my head. A little bit younger, maybe.
A little bit, yeah. Well, he's not that young anymore, either.
But Eric did say that he was really excited about it.
I'm excited, too. So I think this week I'd like to try to get one in. Maybe Thursday night or something like that. I don't know what everybody's available. We'll talk about this another time.
Yeah, that would be much better.
Yeah, I can't do it at the dock anymore. It's like, you know, we've gotten busy.
Right.
You know, another couple of weeks.
Yeah, I would do that.
Huh?
I would do.
That would be cool for you?
Totally do that.
So I'll pitch that to him. I don't know if they have something scheduled for Thursday night, but we'll see. So I was on vacation last week. I just got back. And my, so now I'll be here. I'll be able to accept press releases. People send music press releases. People that send press releases, please, the music ones go to Peter and Vicky. The art ones go to James, and I'll take all the rest of them. But you're laughing.
Hey, look, you know, the drama king.
The drama king. Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I had a conversation with that person offline,
we'll just refer to it as your Uberness.
It's not going well. Yeah, so
it's not going well.
No, it's bad.
Yeah,
it's a bad thing.
Yeah, craziness. So anyway, I'm on vacation, and I had an awesome vacation. It's all over now for the end of the year. But so in the morning on vacation, sometimes I'll put on the TV, and I don't watch TV. I watch Netflix and I watch Hulu. Other than that, and some network shows, but I don't. I haven't watched the news in like 10 years. Like you know,
CBS morning news.
No, not even those shows. I'm talking about CNN or Fox News or any of those shows.
Really?
So it was on CNN for 10 minutes, and I was ready to lock all the doors, pull down the blinds, and like get in the bunker. By the time I got 10 minutes, so in 10 minutes, this is what. So, within 10 minutes, there was bombings, killings, dirty cops, riots, and earthquakes in the span of 10 minutes. There was not one positive, happy ending story in 10 minutes. I'm like,
the news is not usually positive or happy ending.
Holy crap. Yeah, but you know what? The mornings, the NBC, they'll mix in some feel good stories.
Right. They have a lot of fluff on
They have NBC, a lot of fluff. NBC, I'll take the fluff.
NBC and ABC are known now for, you know, being very fluffy and
but these other ones go completely the opposite direction. Like you want to sit in a bunker. So the point I'm trying to make is like I know there are older folks, they're retired, and they will sit in front of Fox or CNN all day long. And can you imagine what that does to their mind?
Right. They have
what warped vision of.
My son can't even watch the news.
Right.
Can't. I'll put on the morning news for a minute so I can see what the weather's going to be for the day, what it's going to be like, you know, that will be kind of it, kind of see what's going on. But he will watch it. And he'll be like, so is that near us? Is that happening near us? Is this that? And, you know, and I'm like, nope, that's, you know, over here. And so, like, I can't, it's pretty bad when your own child can't even watch the news because it's just so negative.
I mean, you want people to be informed and everything, but like, I like my life right now with this like hyper-local thing that we got going on. I'm just really, my focus is the scarrow,
the
vision of my scope has narrowed down to this like periscope that's like, you know, this big, and it's just... It's a lot better to. We have all this good stuff happen around us.
We watch the news all the time at our house. house, and it's, you know.
Do you feel like it warps your perspective on people? Do you lose a little bit of?
No, I don't. But maybe that's because I'm older, or you know, I can't imagine a child, a young person watching that 24/7. I think
and not understanding that, like her child, like that it's not like in this town,
right? Because he doesn't it doesn't know where, you know.
But if you're,
if you're
like 50 or 60 years old though, and you're watching this,
and because that's their only perspective. You
all
know what
day
I mean?
Long,
it, especially if they watch one or the other, they do get a very extreme, also a very extreme political viewpoint.
Yeah,
as well,
I don't even want to go into that part of it. But yeah,
it's
got to be emotionally scarred when you're done with that. Yesterday. Nicole went to Motif Number One Day?
Yeah, not for a long time, probably like an hour and a half. We just had a busy day, but it was great. Great event. A lot of work.
Those people down there. Do you know, I know Sarah is involved in it.
Yes, she's very
involved. Heather Atwood involved with it still?
Heather, I saw her running around helping at the literary tent. I saw her running around helping at...
Who else? There's got to be a group.
I saw Heidi Wakeman. I think she's...
Is she a Rockport person?
I guess so.
Heidi Wakeman, I didn't know that.
Isn't that her name? She's president of I don't know, she was...
Heidi Wakeman teaches, she's...
I thought she was there. Is she involved with the bike? She was at Again and Again making the sailcloth bags?
Yeah, sailcloth bags.
And her husband owns the bike shop in Manchester, didn't he?
I didn't know that. I don't know anything about her.
Is that cycles?
Right, I have her in a picture that I took, so I'll show you the picture. You can tell me.
But anyway, if you look at the schedule of events there, it's on the par of Gloucester's what's that? The Christmas Walk,
Middle Street Walk.
The Middle Street Walk, where you, like, there's literally 50 different things going on throughout the day. Like, if you go, it's an absolute no brainer. You go there with your kids and you have a great time. So, what events did you take part in?
We went down. I have two really good friends whose daughters were dancing at 1 o'clock on T Wharf with I don't even know the name of the dance school, but it was great. They were due to go on at 1, and they didn't go on until like 1:30. So we watched probably 12 different age levels out there with this super energetic teacher whose name I don't know, but is phenomenal. So we went down kind of strictly for that, but we saw the great bubble guy making these massive, you know, bubbles for the kids, and
this was
we
all
heard
T-4.
Some music in Dock Square.
It's all old. It's all old.
The kids with the Hula Moon for their shaved ice, which they love. But we did it. You know, we walked from our house, so we walked all the way through it. We just made 5 or 6 little pit stops, and we had to leave because I had somewhere to go. But it was great. Tons of people.
It's a no-brainer, right? Am I right?
Nice. Yeah. There was a couple of different, like a balloon artist and the balloon guy and the music, and we heard like the
last
two songs.
Not just for kids, there are activities, even if adults want to go.
Do they serve beer down on T-Wolf?
No, not in that one. They do it for the Harvest Fest, but not... Okay. I know, I went anyway, Joey. You want to go there? I got a cup of coffee and,
I left it alone. For the record, y'all are all those, you know...
I prefer to throw it out there myself rather than...
Get in front of it. She wanted to get in front of it.
Get in front of the bullet.
Yes.
But great, and actually there were a lot of things that we saw that we didn't do. I know there was like the Blue Lobster Grill had some food set up, and Top Dog had some food set up, and then across in that little square across from Flaves, they had a couple of tents with like arts and crafts.
Bar
and
bar on Friday night.
That was on Friday night.
Did you go to that?
We couldn't do that. No, we couldn't do it, and I was sad.
Yeah.
I went to the film festival there.
And Kim had a film.
Yeah. Well, I had a little film. I didn't get to stay for that because that was playing in the evening.
At where? Little Arts Cinema?
No, they did it at a room in the library. And I think that they were feeling a little bit like it was kind of tucked away in the library. They want to put it back, perhaps next year, put it back in the tent in the center of town. Mm-hmm. And that they might get more people coming in to see the films. So
yeah, well, if it's off the street and no one's, if there's not much signage there, you're not going to think to go there.
Right. So.
Yeah.
So, but it was, Henry did a fabulous job organizing the whole... Henry Cooper from KPN TV.
Henry Cooper.
Right.
It's not Miller?
No, it's Henry Cooper.
Henry Miller is the author, right?
Author.
I called him, okay, let me correct myself. Because I think I called him that in the show notes from the last thing, too.
Now that I think of it, you did. It's Henry Cooper.
Henry Cooper. Henry Cooper, for referring to you as Henry Miller.
Let's give him a shout out because he really did an awesome, tremendous job. He curated all the long films and all the short films. He set up all the audiovisual. He really did a very tremendous job. Henry Cooper.
Henry Cooper. Cooper. Henry Cooper.
He's a great kid.
I know, I will, because I'm that big of a dope. I will forget it. And I'll refer to him next time as Henry Miller, and someone hopefully will correct me, and he will get the proper recognition. But Henry Cooper, thank you. So today is the Rocky Neck 5K. Did anybody have a hard time getting down to the dock?
I did not.
No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think it starts at 9, so no. Probably you were here before it got going.
Yeah.
It is an awesome race.
Are any contributors down there taking pictures?
I don't know.
We are all here.
We're all here.
Everybody is
nice
here.
Nice going, Joey.
We were all down there. You know,
last year,
it worked out, somehow or other, I lucked out. It was a beautiful day, and I didn't have any boats out, and it was awesome.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I lucked out. It just happened to be one of those things where all the stars lined up, and I didn't have any boats out, and I got to. But it's such a great
thing. They go on the back shore. Where's their 3 miles?
I saw signs at 4 o'clock this morning. I was coming to work. And I saw the signs were already up, Rocky Neck 5K with the arrow saying this is part of the race course.
Probably a beautiful
run. You know, doesn't John McElhaney's wife, didn't she run it last year? Perhaps John will.
Aria?
Yeah, John, send us some pictures if you're taking pictures.
When he listens to this at 8 o'clock tonight, I'm sure.
Maybe there'll be a couple stragglers going across the finish line.
Somebody want to text him right now? If anybody wants to text John McElhaney right now, that would be awesome.
What do you want me to say to him?
Tell him if he could take a couple pictures of the winner of the race, or even if he just wants to take one of his beautiful wife, Aria, who we would love to feature it on the blog because we're all slackers.
I don't know how to spell his last name, so he's like John MC in my phone.
I don't know how to say his last name. Never mind. Spell
John McElhaney.
You took about 800 photos last year, and I was laughing when I looked at them because some people looked like, great crossing the finish line. Some people look like they just ran the Boston Marathon.
It was hot. It was hot that day.
It was hot.
I don't know how I'd feel.
It was one of the first shorts days last year, I think. And it was. Yeah. But, afterwards the studio gives their space and they have a big party afterwards.
Oh, wow.
It's a great place. Today's actually, it's a little muggy, so.
I think today would be nice and cool.
It'd be a good day. Good
cool.
day for running.
Yeah, it's foggy and cool.
Yeah, I don't run. I wish I did, though.
I don't.
Because then I lose weight so much faster.
cooking on the grill. Here's the thing about Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love them. Wait, you do them on the grill?
Have you ever had them on the grill?
No.
Yeah.
Caramelize them on the grill. You
what?
Go bananas. Yeah, they're awesome.
I'm not going to do that. Wow.
You got
Joey's big word. Caramelize it. Got it.
Everything's caramelized. Last night, I grilled last night with the girls.
Really caramelized.
I was trying to teach Eloise. I actually had Eloise out by the grill last night, and I'm like, I want to give you a grilling lesson. This is how we do it.
It's so funny because
he can barely cook.
We had a conversation. Eloise and I had a conversation earlier in the day, and she said, my dad can't cook anything except for hamburgers. And I said, oh, that's not true. Your dad's a really good cook. I know he can cook steak and veggies. And she goes, well, he can grill.
Yeah, sorry, I can't grill. I take pride in my grilling abilities.
So you caramelize in the grill?
We bring the sugars to the surface,
Okay, and how do you do the Brussels sprouts? No, I'm very interested.
I didn't personally cook the Brussels sprouts one way.
I roast them.
I do too.
Did she pre-cook them a little bit first?
I'm not going to act like I know how to do the Brussels sprouts.
Well, now I'm upset because I really
You need
like
to talk to Super K.
What a teaser.
Well,
that was
Super K.
No kidding, right?
I thought for sure we were
Well, here's the thing about Brussels sprouts, though. Like when I was growing up, I detested Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, all kids.
Well, they're kind of like the food that you make fun of. Like, you want liver and onions or Brussels sprouts? Like, right, that was always like the...
I introduce everything with cheese.
Right, like...
But I love Brussels sprouts.
I'll give you Brussels sprouts.
Salt, pepper, olive oil.
Exactly.
Well, we do it now. Salt, pepper, garlic, olive oil, and we put it in the broiler. But whenever I introduce, especially like Brussels sprouts, it has a very unique flavor, I did an au gratin, and then they loved it.
Oh.
And now we
balsamic
just put them in
glaze.
That's what I do.
Ooh.
Balsamic vinegar all the time. I roast
them
with balsamic vinegar.
I've never done that.
That's the move.
That's the first time I really enjoyed them. A friend did it that way, and I, like... 890 of them, and then
my kids' favorite vegetable.
Yeah. And one of the things I find that if you roast them, you have to boost the temperature in the oven a little bit, like to 400. You want to be doing it, not 325.
Yeah, that's how I do it. It's, they're done.
Boom.
It's just so easy. It's so great. They love it.
Say exactly how you do it with a balsamic vinegar. You just roast it at 400 with a lot of balsamic on it.
Oh, really?
And olive. No, is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I don't do the balsamic.
Oh.
I do them on top of the stove with balsamic vinegar. You just put them a little bit of salt.
All I do is take a stainless steel bowl, salt, black pepper, olive oil, toss them, throw them on a sheet pan in the oven, and just...
Add garlic powder to that. Always use salt, pepper, garlic. Never just salt, pepper. Always SPG. Salt, pepper, garlic.
Boom. There you go.
They have to be crunchy. That is the missing factor.
Salt, pepper, garlic.
Salt, pepper, garlic.
Okay, garlic goes good with everything. So anyway, it's so funny that like Brussels sprouts is hot. They're hot right now.
Yeah.
Like kale like was kale, last year. Okay. And then fiddleheads was like the year before.
Mm-hmm. Fiddleheads are wonderful.
Well, fiddleheads are wonderful, but you can only get them for such a short period of time.
For like a week or two.
And that's it.
Right. Yeah.
Go to Russell's
because
Orchard.
They're the tippy-toppy ends of the ostrich ferns. So.
Oh, of course.
She says as if we didn't know.
Similar to me.
What?
I want to do a shout out. Thank you to Martin Delvecchio for sharing with us first the shark drone photos and videos.
Oh, I love
talk
that.
About viral.
Oh my god!
Holy crap!
Wow.
I didn't see the news this morning, but they CBS contacted me asking to use it, and obviously, when it's this kind of a situation, I contacted him first. To say, you know, is it okay if they use it, and you know, if they'll credit you, and
if there was ever a reason to have a drone, that was it,
right?
Holy smokes!
Holy smokes is right. You could see that fin from like you know a mile away
awesome.
On the surface. But I
thought that the photo looked wild to me because the white of the mouth it almost looked like there was a fluorescent thing inside of the shark's mouth.
Well, he just goes around with his mouth open all the time because he's a filter.
He's a filter feeder, yeah.
So, but I read that they're the second largest fish, and they're very endangered as
25 feet long.
Right. So next to a whale shark, they're the second largest
fish. I did
not
know. Well, that's cool to have around.
Yeah, isn't it? But they're endangered, so that's very exciting that we have one on our shores. I hope we get to see him. I mean, I'd love to see
I would shit my pants.
I would shit
my pants. My coastal dog swimwear that I just got, I would soil them. And the compression shorts inside of them,
they would contain the mess.
They would be stuck to my nether regions. It'd be disgusting.
Did you notice the guys on the boat, right? So they're just kind of like doing their boat thing. Then the shark kind of gets close to them. This is in Martin's video. All of a sudden, they're like both like on high alert. They're like standing right over the edge looking at it. It was so funny.
Well, they probably didn't realize until they saw the drone. They're like, what the hell is the drone just going in the middle of the ocean for? What's he doing? And then they look down like, oh.
Oh, right. Cause
on a boat is one thing. But I mean, you're at the beach.
How big is a lobster boat? I mean, the shark was as big. It must have been as long underwater as the lobster boat.
I think they estimated. I think that I don't know how big that lobster boat is. I'm guessing that lobster boat's about 32 feet, 33 feet.
So if you're on a lobster boat and you look down and there's a fish as big as your boat, I would find that a little scary.
Just a little.
No teeth.
We're gonna need a bigger boat. I got it.
All right. So here's one of the things that went around the internet last week, and it kind of went viral. And I think this is absolutely hilarious. This whole dad bod phenomenon with like people trying to say that dad bods are attractive. Like, the reason I find this so funny is because, you know, like these feminists, right? Like, how funny is it that like the white middle-aged man has found a way to glorify beer guts while simultaneously holding women to this like insane stick figure standard. And I can't even imagine being on the other side of the computer at like of one of these like psychotic feminists reading like this and like what is going their head must be ready to explode in anger. Because you know there's a lot of feminist things that are totally true. The feminists that I find hilarious are the extremist ones that say if you say hi to a woman on the street, that's
gives the rest of us a bad name.
Right. Like there's every kind of like group. There's the extreme people that make the rest of the group look like idiots. But in this case, all I could think about was these middle-aged white guys found a way again Like they, it wasn't bad enough that they objectify and like they you know that they make these insane like you know fitness models into you know that they starve themselves and do
and they're 14 years old
and they're 14 years old and everything else. It wasn't it, that wasn't good enough. But they're gonna glorify themselves to overdrink beer and just let themselves go to shit.
They brought sexy back.
They brought sexy.
Well,
back.
What about the current trend for granny hair? That's got what? You don't know about the
gray hair.
Younger women are actually dyeing their hair gray because granny hair is hot and in.
Silver foxes.
Yeah. I'm not joking, Joe.
No, it's totally true. A thing. See,
the look on your face. I wish we could.
It's totally a thing. You better Google that because you'll see some images.
What's up is down.
I'm just
red
telling you. They got younger women dyeing their hair gray and silver. It's called granny hair.
I'll say this. I think that like an older. I think
your words
that,
carefully.
I think this is going to go over right. I think I've seen some attractive older women that have just let their hair go naturally gray.
Yeah, some of them can do it.
I think the single most important factor on sexy hair on a woman is the health of the hair. Not the height of the hair, not the color of the hair, not the length.
Silky Moroccan oil hair.
I got Moroccan oil, baby. Woo! Makes my pants tight.
I love the look on his face when I mentioned this.
Well, no, it's true.
And you wouldn't care about the granny hair as long as it was Moroccan oil.
If it was Moroccan oil, like really
shampoo, conditioner, just, Moroccan oil, smells good. Bing. Looks good.
Just like that.
Can I just add to the feminist point of view?
Sure.
I got some
on the are you talking about is this referred to the granny hair?
No, it's not
the
granny
dad
hair.
Dad
book. Are we gonna look at granny hair for a minute?
Yeah, we are. We'll look at granny hair for a minute.
Who's it?
It's so there's Nicole Richie in there with her granny hair.
And she had some violet in there. Well, at one point.
Well, I
she
have
did.
To say, I don't want to embarrass Olivia, but she like 3 years ago she made me dye her hair that. With her, because
oh, she did.
And my mom was visiting, and we were both horrified.
You know, okay. I'm looking at these pictures. I'm looking at these pictures of these women with the granny hair, the young woman with the granny hair, and I equate this same exact argument to what how I feel about the high waisted jeans. You have
mom jeans.
No, high waisted jean shorts because that's the new rage. The jeans now too. They got them that they come up to here. Like they put them like ridiculously attractive women, they put them in there, and yes, they look good because they're ridiculously attractive women.
Because they can't go wrong.
Because they can't go wrong because they're but like those same women wearing a regular pair of nice jeans would look 100 times better.
Right.
And so that's my theory on this granny hair thing, like. You'd be
if you're that hot, hair color really doesn't matter. You can pull off any hair color.
As long as it's Moroccan oil.
As long as it's healthy and like, you know, the fine, that's not frizzy. What, is that wrong?
I don't know. I worked
outside today and my hair was like...
I don't know. There's like a guy just looks so specific about...
I'm feeling very self-conscious.
I know. This is a great pick-me-up.
You have very healthy hair.
I think the three of us should just leave, really.
No, my hair is amazing. He loves my hair.
I do love your hair.
My hair is amazing. He loves my hair.
It's wonderful, Alicia. Alicia's going to start talking in a sexy voice. It's going to be all over. Okay. Next topic. Here's something I want to talk about our former mayor. Because I think it goes back to her. I want to give kudos to Carolyn Kirk. And this isn't—I don't think this is a very popular thing to give Carolyn Kirk kudos. But I am still a huge fan of hers. But
she did some wonderful things for
her. I'm going to tell you what I think is number one. What her single greatest strength? Her hiring. She was responsible for hiring Chief Leonard Campanello.
Yeah.
As we know, this past week.
Right.
He
was in D.C.
Well, a couple weeks. He was in D.C., came up with this program. We are going to treat drug addiction as a disease instead of a crime. We're going to get them help. The whole thing. The thing has gone completely viral and may be the basis
of a national model.
Right.
This guy.
Yeah.
It's so awesome because heroin addiction is such a pervasive problem in every community in the United States. So
So
it's a kudos to him.
Kudos to him. But kudos to Carolyn Kirk for hiring him, and among some other people we're going to mention in a second. So the point that I want to make for all the people that are going to be running for mayor, please, I beg of you, when you're going to do a hire, look for the person that is the best qualified person for the job, no matter what city they were born from. I am not saying you cannot hire a person from Gloucester, Massachusetts. If the at the very end you cannot make a decision because they're both perfectly qualified at the same exact levels and you really can't discern, and one's from Gloucester, then pick the Gloucester person. But I'm begging you, look outside of our small community for the best person. She's made some other great hires.
Okay.
Sal DiStefano, community development. Tom Daniel, Carol Thiss, Fire Chief Eric Smith. I don't know anybody that would argue that these were not all great hires and not from here. Please, let's not play the political game that you're going to promise jobs to, and I'm not saying anyone
is doing that.
I am begging you, for the sake of our city going forward, you see what great things Leonard Campanello has done. Get people that are able to do these same things, make differences in the world. And he's got a great, listen, the guy sings Bruce Springsteen. He's got a great, you know, he's out at restaurants and you see him, you know, among the people. Yeah. He's not aloof.
No,
he's approachable.
He's very
you know, he uses social media to get his message across. The police department.
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
It's not like you'd only see him here every once in a while. It's a regular basis that you know what's going on.
I love how he handles the fiesta as well, with the having the horses.
We're not going to tolerate anything.
Right, huge presence there. But the policemen are so helpful when they're down there at St. Peter's Square. I mean, they're just there to talk with the kids, and it's really awesome. They have an awesome presence in our community.
I agree. Anybody else have anything to add about that program? Everybody agree? Is everybody on the same thing that this is a good thing? Like someone comes into the police station, they're a heroin addict, they have drugs on them, and they won't arrest them. They'll say, I need help, and they'll get them help immediately.
The whole idea is,
we're going to assign someone to you right now, get you to the place you need to be to get you help immediately. Not a couple weeks. We're not going to go through some bureaucratic thing where, you know, you have 2 weeks to decide you don't want to do this. We're going to get you started right now.
Right.
So, kudos to Chief Campanello. Kudos to Carolyn Kirk for hiring Chief Campanello.
Yeah. And to the chief staff for helping to formulate it and make it work.
Everybody that was involved.
Right.
It kind of starts at the top.
Right.
So, the results for the... if you listened to the last podcast where we talked about if you were wearing sandals and you had an option to get stuck with gum or dog poop on your sandals.
Very important.
The panel of four, there was three against one. I was the one that says I would rather have gum on my sandals.
Me too.
And my other three...
Look, just hose it off. I mean, come
81% gum, 19% dog poop, which verifies
that
you're all insane.
It's very
you're all insane.
Joe,
except for the 19%.
I mean, you hate dogs. You openly admit to it. So dog poop is just part of that for you.
No, I love dogs. I've always had dogs, and I would choose to step in gum.
Okay.
I go for my run, you get to put the bag inside out, pick up the dog poop, run with it for another like 2 miles, slosh it around. I have no desire to step in it.
Alicia also has dogs.
Yes, I have 2 small dogs.
And you feel like you would probably have gum.
Yeah, because it smells, it's gross, and you got to walk. I mean, I'm not sure on that.
And there is some dog poop.
Those flip flops again. See you later.
Yeah.
See you bye.
Right.
See you bye.
There is some dog poo that does not come out of the cracks of flip flops, no matter how
hard you gotta take a stick and go
right now. My mind just went to barefoot getting a dog poop and it goes through your toes. Has that happened to everyone? Has everybody experienced that? Because there's nothing
that you
cut your foot off at that point. Walk around like a peg leg.
Okay. The poll. The most important.
81% gum, 19% dog poop.
Yeah.
So So it reaffirms my faith in America, in God, the breeders that are
maybe not America.
Insane.
No, this is America. This is all over the world, you know.
Yeah, worldwide.
We've already established
it. Worldwide. Yeah. Okay, next topic. This is something that's been just... Everybody probably has social media pet peeves. My pet peeve on social media is people that... And there can be people that I actually really enjoy their company and I actually have a lot of respect for, but people that every third post of theirs is a selfie, it drives me bananas. It like, and not a selfie with other people, because I'm with these people.
I want to check my Instagram.
You do it every once in a while, but not like not every third.
I know I'm not guilty.
I tried to take my first selfie last weekend at the beach with two girlfriends.
Wait, first selfie?
I've never taken a selfie. I tried and I failed miserably.
It didn't work.
No, I have no desire.
I just like the duck faced selfie.
Oh, the duck face.
The duck faced selfie. I just certain people are just like, I don't know.
My social media pet peeve is the negative. Like people like, oh, what was me? Oh, like, and it's like, are you kidding? So I block those people.
Yeah.
I don't block them. I just unfollow them, and they don't know that I can't. Or then they post every 5 minutes, or someone that posts every 5 minutes.
Yes, I'm finding there's that. Kind of
I've done though. They're blocked too. I'm like, I don't even know why I'm on Facebook because half the people are blocked.
I post often on Twitter, but it's mostly retweeting what I find interesting of other people,
right.
Not about myself.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe what I do is annoying to people. I have no.
Oh no! I think
your
Twitter feed is always very interesting.
I think I try to just highlight the best of what I see.
It's a wide variety of things.
Yeah. But you never know how people interpret things. How about you, Nicole?
I don't like the teasers, like the when people throw out like a statement and then you have to sit there and be like, what are they referring to? Or like they're really like they're very what's the word I'm looking for? Not ambiguous, but very you know, like, big change is happening. You know,
that's it.
Can't wait. And you're like, what the fuck does that
mean? Oh, God.
Like, yeah. You know, and then they don't give you anything. And you're like, I don't, okay. I get a lot of that.
Yeah.
So I've been looking at our Good Morning Gloucester Facebook feed. I rarely interact with it and stuff. But, God almighty, Facebook is just so obnoxious. It's so obnoxious. Like, people are like, oh my God, it's obnoxious. Don't you think so?
Really?
I think I'm loving Instagram.
I love Instagram.
Because you don't have to interact that much.
No, but it's so boiled down. Like you post the beauty in your life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or the interesting in your life.
Right.
And there's no room for all the other crap.
Yeah.
And you either like something, it's very simple, or you don't like
it. But also, Facebook is very good for... like a lot of people will put out, like, I'm looking for a 3-bedroom apartment that takes dogs. Mm-hmm. And so things like that, like, hey, I'm looking for, and then people share it. So hundreds of people will look, and I think Facebook is great use of social media in that way. Or, hey, I'm looking for a great restaurant in Beverly, you know, and then you get people give you 15 different places in Beverly or something. Mm-hmm. That is the greatest part, I think, about Facebook or social media in that way. And that's, like, one of my favorite ways to use it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Huh. I got on Facebook, I don't know how many years ago, but because of a bunch of college friends. Actually, one of my best friend from college was moving to Colorado, and she has 4 sisters, and so the 5 of them were kind of following each other, and I didn't have an account, and so she sent an email saying, like, will you guys please start an account so I can, like, watch your kids grow up and that type of thing. But then that, like, 2 weeks later, 15 of us from college got together and went down to Philly for a weekend. And I would have never been a part of that if it wasn't for having kind of logged on. And now, like, I have 5 friends out in Sedona right now. Like, I used to get to see what they're doing every day. Like, I like that. I don't get to see a lot
of
that. That's great for that. Because none of my friends are around here.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think, like, maybe my perspective of Facebook is completely different because basically the reason Good Morning Gloucester has a Facebook page is so that we can take the feed from Good Morning Gloucester and it gets automatically posted to there so people can share it.
Right.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to be shared as efficiently.
Right.
So my perspective of how of what gets, like, the people that follow it is basically who I see, I think, when I look up and down it.
Yeah.
And I try not to interact with it because I don't want to be beholden to, like, having to answer to everybody on Facebook.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You just see it from a different perspective. Like, I think you don't have it, right. You don't have it from
I just
a
see
personal
like
point of view.
Like
you don't have your own
begging
page.
For, like, you know, begging, you know, oh, my nana is sick, and my nana's, and it's just like, I feel bad for you and everything like that. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I think it's a lot like maybe like the blog. Like I definitely at like 9 o'clock at night will scroll through, like, you know, and I think I pay attention to probably 10%.
Right.
Like
right.
I skip, but it's funny. Just last night, Freddie, who has like he's never does anything on Facebook or whatever, but he was sitting next to me as I was scrolling through, and he's like, "Wait a minute, what was that? What was that?" And I just know it's junk or it's something that I don't care about, but he was making me like go back up and look at it, and who is that? I'm like, that's nobody. He's like, well, why are they on your Facebook page? I'm like, because somebody else liked it. And he's like, and this is why I don't pay any attention. But I'm so like, I just scroll through it, just like people would scroll through and only read what they want to read in the blog. You know,
if I want to find out what's going on at a restaurant that day or their specials, I usually go to their Facebook page first.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody,
because
right,
that's
yeah,
usually
that's
what
the
they update first.
Right. Yeah.
Restaurants
right.
will, like,
right.
you know, if
well,
I want to know.
Responsible restaurant owners will do that.
Well,
yes.
Well, so
I was
many
obsessed.
Of them don't never touch. So
yeah, we know one
never,
who does.
So many of them don't even touch their website, let alone a Facebook.
Oh, Facebook was like one of my number one things.
I think it's way more important to have a Facebook page than a static web page for a
at
restaurant.
At this point,
yeah.
it is. Yeah.
I tell Eric that all the time. Like, you know, he built a website recently, and I said, you have no idea. Like, the number one monster. Okay, I'll give you an example. Like, our statistics, like, it used to be Google was the number one referrer to the blog. Searches on Google,
right.
And it was 75% or maybe 66%. Now, far and away on a daily basis, I believe Facebook is the number one referrer to Google.
Wow.
Blog
wow.
Far and away,
wow.
Like it's inverse
yeah.
now.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's inverse. It's like now it's like 65% Facebook.
Right.
That's how important
wow.
it is. And I also have access to our insights, like
yeah.
it tells you how you're doing in relation to like similar, like the Gloucester Daily Times and the Chamber of Commerce and stuff.
Oh really?
Huh. Well, oh my God, you would not believe how much influence we have compared to the Times and the
really?
And some other like websites that to
right.
what
we're doing. I would love to see those stats sometimes. I'm just curious.
I can pull it up in 2 seconds.
Don't do it now after
I'm
that.
Pull it up because it I want to stroke my ego.
Everyone, go get a snack out of the kitchen.
Right no, it's right here. I got it right here. Okay, right here, right? I'm going to do it for right now. Okay, here it is. Pages to watch. Compare the performance of your page and posts with similar pages on Facebook. Good Morning Gloucester. This past... I don't know what it is, 5.7K engagement this week is 801. Gloucester Daily Time engagement this week 361.
Uh-huh.
Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce 79. Discover Gloucester 23.
Mamie's Kitchen not even open, 13 views yesterday.
Boom.
Right.
It's
from Facebook.
It's crazy, right?
That brings up a good point. I'm not going to say, I'm just laughing at you, not what I'm about to say, because it's not funny at all, but, and I'm not going to name any names, but twice in the last 2 weeks, the boys and I have tried to jump in the car and go somewhere based on information on people's, I don't know if it was Facebook page or like a Yelp or whatever, saying their hours. And both times, which is tragic with an almost 6 and almost 8-year-old in the car, we've gotten there and the place has been closed.
Man.
And I've been like, and we, you know, in Rockport, right. it's like the end of the earth. So if I'm going to get in the car because the boys have a craving for something and, you know, on a Wednesday night and get there and find the doors closed, I'm kind of bummed out. So
yeah.
I'd say accurate information, too, is like...
I luckily called on a questionable one and found out they were closed.
Yeah, so we had Orange Leaf for dinner the other night because the place we tried to go was closed. And I'm like, and that's it.
Cafe
Bistro? We're getting frozen yogurt. No, I wasn't trying to go there. No.
You would have gone to Orange Leaf over Cafe Bistro.
I know, and I knew you were going to say that as soon as I said Orange Leaf. You know.
What kind of monster does
I know,
that?
I know. What kind of are you?
Savage.
my kids choose Cafe Bistro over Orange Leaf.
Yeah.
If you want froyo, it is the destination.
I went to, we've been going to Long Beach Dairy Maid now. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah,
so he pulled up to Long Beach.
He saw you there the other night, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I saw him there the other night. He was getting pizza. So I pull up to you know, you come down Thatcher Road, and you pull up to that, and Jesus, that building has the same exact lines that it's had, you know, since I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about that, you know, that summer tradition of pulling up there.
They have a Kid Bank coupon. Do you get that book? Has everyone gotten that book?
I just threw that book out yesterday.
They have buy one, get one, 50% off at Long Beach Dairy Maid. The Cape Ann coupon book that I just got was just a month ago. Awesome. Amazing. Almost everybody's in there. It's like, wow.
God,
it's
I should have
so
grabbed
good.
It.
They usually hand out coupons there, too, when you get something from them. They'll hand you a coupon there and a shot score.
I like that pizza at the Surfside. What kind of pizza did you guys get?
We got ricotta, sausage, and onion the other night. We go on half cheese.
So that's interesting. That was a Saturday night, because I had the girls. Was it Friday night?
I think it was Friday.
Friday night.
It wasn't last night. It was
hand
Friday
toss,
night.
Thin crust, hard
oh,
to
it was really yummy.
It's so good.
It was Friday night. So it's interesting that you, because... Like, I think to go there on Wednesdays when they have to buy one, get one free.
That's worth it.
That's totally
worth it.
Because the pizzas are like...
The second one's
like $3. But it's like $18 for a pizza.
I know.
But we have a bunch of coupons there, too.
It's
like
$3
it's
also
off.
A 19.
I know, it's huge.
It is huge. Well, it's thin crust.
And the toppings that are on it, you just can't... I agree.
I'm with you. My old favorite pizza place, their large pizzas are... absolutely ridiculous. They're cheaper than other pizza places, but they're large pizzas like this. A slice of pizza there looks like a slice of apple pie.
Are you
I don't want to say the name of it. My old favorite pizza place, which I still like the pizza and I still will go there on the run, but the size of their large pizza is just
to the seaside Rockport.
I think they should raise their prices and make their pizzas larger.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe whatever.
Yeah.
It's their business. What are you gonna do?
I'm missing the code we're talking in right now.
I'm a little confused. So there's Seaside and Rockport.
Surfside. And then you're talking about something else that you're not
talking,
gonna say.
But you're talking about Surfside.
No, he's not. He's talking about another place.
No.
I'm talking about Surfside.
Yeah. Has the big pizzas
that are about next to Long Beach Dairy.
Yeah.
I think I may have said Seaside.
So
when I was talking about it just now, was it?
I thought you said Surfside, and then she said Seaside, because she was talking about that. She likes the yummy one in Rockport.
Oh, you like that one.
That's the one you're talking about.
You're talking about
that one.
I'm
trying to get it straight.
I'm sorry. what style is the Seaside pizza, which is next to the Chinese food place where the Richdale was, right?
I think it took the place of the Chinese food place. Okay. I never go pick it up. I don't know. But what style is it? It's not as thin as Surfside, but it's kind of thin, but their toppings are just amazing. It's just really...
Is it fresh kind of like?
It's just real...
Hard to argue with yummy. If it's freshly prepared.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we haven't had
it's really tough to mess up a pizza.
Well, it is absolutely amazing how many places do mess it up.
Right. Yeah.
Just not, you know, homemade or fresh ingredients, really. The sauce is,
I love sweet sauce.
You like sweet sauce. See, here's the thing. Yeah. Like, I different like different sauces sauce. Different times. Sometimes I love that Sebastian sweet sauce. And sometimes I like the Maria's or the Delaney's sauce. Yeah. And sometimes, Surfside.
More savory. I prefer more savory. I don't really like the sweet sauce.
You don't? Mm-hmm. We got a fig jam and prosciutto pizza at Davio's last night in Linfield.
Oh. At Market Street?
Like you wanted to. And good. I think there might have been caramelized something or whatever in there for Joey. But
is
afterwards.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now.
The Yard House.
Those condos around there, great investments. Because there's not many of those. They're not going to let you have a lot of these kind of developments.
Yeah. And if you have not seen Route 1, where it was Jafrida's, the Hilltop Steakhouse, it doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't exist.
Okay, they just took it all down.
Right.
The developer of Market Street bought the property and is going to do a mini Market Street there. Because of the success that they've had in Linfield.
Well, the success that they've had in Linfield, this has been going on all over down south where there is, in the Carolinas, in Florida.
It's a new model.
In Dallas, Texas, any of these places where there's tons of space, they're building city centers with post offices and retail, and then they're building townhouses around that, and then they're building duplex houses after the townhomes after that, then they're building single families outside of that.
Right.
It's all master plan. It's all brilliant, and it's really nice, easy living. And there'll be a supermarket there, there'll be a little of everything. So our next segment, we're going to bring in Toby with his restaurant piece. Go ahead.
Well, it's sort of interesting. Since you went on vacation, I had several restaurant experiences, but the central theme to all of them was that a friend basically contacted me and said, "Hey, look, my wife's out of town. We haven't gotten together in a while. Why don't I take you out to dinner?" That sort of thing. And in all of these cases, I wished I had been to this place that we ended up deciding multiple times. So I sort of
Good experiences.
Great, tremendous experience. Mm-hmm. One of them was at the Azorian, which we know about. But they have on Mondays what they call it Cataplana Mondays. Now the Cataplana is a traditional Portuguese cooking vessel. And the Cataplana is a traditional Portuguese cooking vessel. As a matter of fact, I gave one to Sister Felicia. You can go on and Google it. You'll see how it is. But anyway, they have like three or four Cataplanas there, different styles. And one of them is like $24. Well, you can get it on Monday for $13. Every Monday night, every Cataplana is $13. So the place was jammed. The food was great. If you like paella, that sort of thing, if you're jonesing for it, that's a place to go. Another thing that happened, somebody called me up to join them for lunch. They suggested the Rumline. Now, I usually think about the Rumline as a place to go to for music, and it is a tremendous music venue. But I can tell you, this was a Sunday for lunch, brunch. I had a grilled chicken wrap there that was outrageously good. The chicken was caramelized, as Jordan said, perfectly. It was a grilled chicken BLT wrap with avocado. And I can tell you, for less than $9 to be able to get that with a plate full of shoestring fries, good value, good food.
Well, was this every day? Or was
no, they well, they're not open every day for lunch, but they're open Saturday, Sundays, and I think Thursday and Fridays. But as I said, if you're on the weekend and you're thinking about a place to go for lunch, maybe something different, think about the Rumline.
Cool.
And lastly, but not necessarily leastly, friend called me up and said, "Let's go. Where do you want to go?" So we talked about it for 2 seconds. Well, it turned out that we went to Foreign Affairs in Manchester, which we all loved. All
right. You just still need to go for brunch.
Brunch is great, but I got to tell you, a couple nights a week, they also have the dollar oysters.
Mm-hmm. Is it? It's not every night?
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
And you can find that information on their Facebook page because they update their Facebook page on the daily.
Right.
Probably more regularly than anyone else.
So on the daily,
We went there and we started off with oysters, and then I had a maple brined organic bone-in pork chop that was just unbelievable. The
maple brine.
It was served with like a horseradish butter. So there was a little bit of kick to it, and they also had something I'd never done before and never even thought of doing, whipped potatoes, but the whipped potatoes were done with olive oil, not a butter or something. Mm-hmm. So it gave them a different texture and a great flavor. Anyway, all of those three things happened, as I said, because somebody called me up and said, "Let's go."
Your life. How do we do that?
So you gotta pay it forward, Toby. You gotta pick up the phone and call somebody this week and say, "Let me write down my phone number."
Doesn't suck. Yeah. So we have. Oh, you done?
Yeah.
Okay. This coming Tuesday at Passports. You know how they have a community dinner? $15, three courses. Stupid deal. Best deal in town for dinner.
Right. Amazing.
This one coming up is for the Relay for Life cancer research. So I would highly, highly recommend it.
Can I add Wally's Black in the Blackburn Circle? They changed their hours. Now they're 11 to 7. So
well, where were they before?
So they were lunch. So they were 11 to 3.
Oh. Okay. So people can go after work and take food home.
So that was like, so because I work in the Blackburn Circle, so I go there for lunch probably three times a week. Yeah. They have the best chicken Caesar salad wrap I've ever had in my life because they do everything from scratch, homemade there. It's so good. So I, you know, when you're running around and doing baseball and lacrosse and you're doing everything, sometimes you just want a good wrap. They do amazing flatbreads. And now I can just call, you know, and now they're open till 7. So
They're just awesome. And it,
they are,
you know,
good. And you know, it's funny, when we had the Bikini Speedo Dodgeball Tournament, and
yes,
the guys from the farm were like, we got our hands full, you know, running this. The people that, you know, they really just wanted to concentrate. A lot of the people that work there are in the tournament. So we wanted to have food for people. And so I called, that's the place I called.
Yep. And they do a lot for the community. Yeah. You will see them at different events, and there
they are.
Taste
the Cape Band.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, good people. Very good people.
Cape Band TV, they always help with their lunch and learns there at Cape Band TV.
One last thing I forgot, Fred would never forgive me. We also had that time at the Rumline, we had his French onion soup. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you,
yeah, really.
If
awesome.
You're ever jonesing for French onion, unbelievable.
Really? Huh. Chris, he loves French onion soup.
There you go. Good. Very good. Anybody else have any topics they want to bring up? Anybody get any projects coming up?
The wedding.
There's that little thing.
The wedding of the century.
The little thing. I haven't had success. I was looking for a new suit for thin air. And I found some that I... I'm going to try to make this quick. So I went into... I happened to be in Express, because I like Express. They have really light V-neck T-shirts that fit me well. And they had some nice-looking suits in there. But I bought a suit in there before, and like... It wasn't expensive. It was like $250,
and
it's worth $150, right? Because like you wear them once or twice and they fall. Right. For me, they seem to fall apart.
Right.
And so I was down in Naples at the outlets at this particular time, and I ended up like, you know what, I just don't want to lug this thing back, and I want to buy. And if I was in a pinch, I would have bought this particular suit. It was a nice cut and everything. I'm like, I've decided that I'm gonna just go and buy myself a nicer suit. I have a top budget. You know what I find? I have good luck with suits.
Kind of like summer thing. Why not J. Crew? Nothing.
No,
on J. Crew,
I don't want linen. I did go to J. Crew, but I don't want to.
Banana Republic has really nicely made men's.
Banana Republic is cut for gay people, which is not a slight. It's not a slight. I don't want you to take a slight.
No.
It's cut way too narrow for me. Like, you know how like the gay men like things to wear, like things.
Not
Like
fitted.
Fitted.
Very fitted.
I can wear fitted stuff, but
very
not
fitted and skinny.
I would have to buy an extra. I normally wear a large. I would have to wear extra large because right. just to have it.
And your ego can take that.
And also, I was in Brooks Brothers.
No, I don't care about that.
I was in Brooks
Brothers
yesterday. They
don't work for me.
I'd
have to wear
Brooks.
I've had luck because I don't want to spend $800 on a suit either. I have had luck at Macy's.
They
have a really nice men's department at Macy's. Yeah. Everything at Brooks Brothers is 25% off right now, the entire store. So
I'm going to get that's on my list. I'm going to get a gray suit because I have a black suit.
Nice.
And a black suit is really, for me, like a winter thing.
Right.
I want a nice gray suit that I can wear spring, summer, fall. You know, you could wear
perfect
pink
match
shirt,
pink,
black
yes.
blue shirt.
Your eyes would pop.
Eyes would pop.
So
there you go. Everybody, thank you guys for coming. Another great podcast.
Thank you.
In the books.
In the books. Boom. And look for us on Cape Ann TV this week. We're going to try to get one in there. Oh, and download the app. Anybody that has an Android phone, have you used the app?
Yes.
Is it pretty cool?
I've been listening to going through the podcast from there.
So you like it,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. I
totally
it.
Seamless.
Yeah.
There's no hiccups or anything like that.
You had to download it for me, but that's okay.
It wasn't that hard. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you, guys.